Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson, together with the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We got an email here from Jacob.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. Seeing that official LSATs use the same interface as LawHub, do you think it may be beneficial to switch from dark mode to light mode on LSAT Demon to get used to the brighter background? I prefer the dark mode a lot more, but I don't know if reading white texts with black backgrounds will mess with my reading on the real test, where I'll read black texts on white background. I've done a few tests and sections on LawHub for this reason, and I don't think it made a drastic difference. But if you think it is better to just switch to light mode altogether, I'll do it. Thanks, Jacob. I actually think in LawHub, we can avoid this whole issue because you can actually do dark mode, from what I understand or remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And is that true on the official test? Does the official test have dark mode?
I would be shocked if you can do it in... It was an accessibility thing. So, yeah, that's why I think it's in there.
Okay, Jacob. So maybe play around on LawHub and see under accessibility if there actually is a dark mode on the official test. But whether there is or is not, I think you're giving the test too much power here. I mean, I understand and I respect that you are worried about any differences between your official test and your practice tests. I get it. But like dark mode, white text or black background, white text versus black text, white background. Who gives a shit? Like you're not I don't think you're even going to notice it if you're properly tuned into the content of the test. You know, like if you dropped the LSAT in front of my face and said, hey, it's on, like time's 35 minutes has started, do it. I don't think even notice whether it was dark mode or white mode. I would start reading the first sentence.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, this is the kind of question that indicates that you're maybe potentially lacking a little bit of swagger in relation to the test. Sometimes people are like, but how do you get that swagger? You know, well, act like shit like that just doesn't matter because it doesn't matter. Like, make up your mind that things of that nature can't possibly change your performance. Your performance is going to be related to how well you understand the content. And unless you've got like some visual impairment or something, I can't imagine that kind of a thing is enough to be really significant to your performance. Do you agree, Ben, or am I totally wrong about that?
No, I agree. But to the extent it bothers you, just practice in light mode and then go back and forth so that you can get comfortable with ignoring that, right? People are bothered by the timer when they first start. And they need to get over that. If you're being bothered by the brightness, okay, practice both, get over it. But it may take some practice. Fair enough. I did look in LawHub, by the way, and I don't see these accessibility features. I think what I'm remembering is when the test was on a tablet back in the day. Remember we went in person, but we were on the Microsoft tablet?
I did not. Yeah, but yeah.
Oh, I did that, and it was it had this accessibility option, which made everything in dark mode. Yeah. So I guess maybe not.
Not since they moved it online.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's a whole new software and everything. Probably is.
I think it is. It doesn't look the same as far as I remember.
Huh. All right, Jacob, good luck. I think that this is real small potatoes compared to all, you know, just improvement on the LSAT comes from really just understanding what it's asking you. And so it's great that you're ticking off all the boxes here. But I can't imagine that this is the type of thing that really is worthy of very much of your attention.
Great. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.